Zach DeBroda.
All right, Zach. And remind me, second year, third year with the team?
Second year with the team.
Second year as head coach. All right, great. So you got the first year out of the way. Second year.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Let's recap that first year with the team. You know, what was it like? What did you learn? How do you think, you know, as a coach, you, well, developed?
Sure. I mean, it's a little different than from the coaching aspect, from like a one-on-one, you know, private golf lesson, which I've done for a number of years now, almost 20 actually, to coaching in a team environment, which is a little bit different where you're, you know, not only are you coaching them at an individual with their golf swing, but you're also trying to figure out kind of personalities and how they mesh and how to approach things during a round of golf. You know, some of the players, they're a little bit more okay with coaching during the round, and some of the other ones, they're a little bit more like hands off and just kind of let them do their thing. So kind of figuring things out that way was definitely a learning curve for me. And especially during tournament golf, you know, I kind of treated everybody like I like to be treated, which is once that tee goes into the ground, they're kind of on their own. But some of the younger kids do still need a little bit of coaching throughout the round, which was new to me. But fun to figure out. You know, I think there's a good group of boys the last couple of years that have been very open to me, which has helped me out a ton. So,
cool. Great to hear it. And now second year going into it, how you feeling about the team this season? I mean, I was just over there, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? You got a lot of people out on the team.
Yeah, there's 18 players out there. We've got 4 ladies on the team this year and 14 boys. And it's 18 very different personalities. But they seem to all get along really well. So when we are in that big group in that team environment, you know, everything seems to be a little easier from a coaching perspective with myself and then JC, the assistant coach. You know, we don't have to worry about personalities not getting along and not grouping kids together. They all seem to have a good time. But yeah, we've got some players this year, which is awesome. We had them last year, and I think some of the younger kids developed over the summer and are figuring out how this game is really played from a tournament perspective, and it's been fun to watch, and it's been fun to be a part of.
Yeah, very cool. And I mean, the two guys that you had me talk to when I was over there, they're hungry. They love golf, and they love getting better at it, and they love, like, you know, well, seems like they love putting the work in.
Absolutely, yeah. Some of the better players, and even some of the kids that are, you know, just trying to figure it out, it's a little less like, hey, go play a couple of holes of golf with your friends after school, and there's a lot more, yeah, drive to get better as a golfer, to win on a personal level, to win on a team level, and be a part of a team that's good. And I think the kids are kind of pushing one another in that direction. You know, I wouldn't even say it comes from the coaching side of things. They're very driven from their own personal wants and needs, which is fun to see. You know, like I said, they're not out there just having fun with their friends. I mean, they are, don't get me wrong, but there's a competitiveness amongst themselves that comes out, and it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, it makes for a good team and a fun dynamic, and like you said, it almost makes it so that, you know, makes it a little easier on the coaches. Then you guys can actually really dig into, well, the fine details of golf, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. The other day after you left, and since then, we've had a lot more one-on-one instruction going on the range and on the golf course, trying to kind of fine-tune everything, because no golfer is the same, no swing's the same. These kids are very different. You know, you've got kids that are 14 years old and kids that are 18 years old. So from just a physical development is wildly different from player to player. And to be able to harness that can be tough. But like I said, they're pretty self-sufficient when it comes to a lot of those things. So it's really fun to just kind of walk up and down the range and talk to them and pick their brains and figure out where they want to be and where they're trying to go. And whether that's swing related or course management or, you know, knocking the cobwebs out and trying to mimic what it feels like under pressure, because some of these kids have never played competitive golf and they put that tee in the ground on the first hole and you can see the wheels start turning and they struggle. So that's where we come in. You know, my tournament background, my playing background, JC's the same way. We've played high level golf in a tournament setting, and and it can be tough. It can be really taxing, and a lot of these younger kids aren't really ready for that. But I feel like we do a pretty good job of getting them pointed in the right direction. And then you've got the older kids that are a little bit more comfortable playing tournament golf, just trying to figure out the nuances of their own golf swing, or maybe course management were out there. And just, like I said, kind of fine tuning it from player to player.
Now for you as a coach, you know, where do you hope your kids go from? I mean, you kind of touched on it, but where do you hope your kids are by the time they reach senior year, you know, by that final year and they've been with you for 4 years?
I'd say from, over a 4 year, what's called developmental process. I'd like to see them their senior year putting skis in the ground, being confident that they can win and they can compete against the best kids in the state. You know, we play with a very short golf season, so they see it firsthand when they go to these tournaments where kids are playing golf 8, 10, 12 months out of the year, depending on where they live, is to get that confidence level that they can compete with the best kids in the state and beat them. Yesterday, we had a good run. We placed third in a tournament where we were in second for a while, and first wasn't completely out of the realm of something we could have done. And, you know, the two teams that we finished behind are arguably the two best teams in our division, in our region, in the state. So it was fun to watch that happen. But that's where I'd like to see them go, is just to, from a confidence perspective, just to go out there knowing that if they work hard and they put their best, you know, foot forward, they can compete with the best kids in the state. I know it's a tall ask with a short season, but a lot of these kids are starting to play summer golf, you know, play simulator golf through the winter when it's snowing and things like that. So the drive is there, and hopefully we can get them there, that they do have that confidence when they get there. And the golf will come with that. But I think watching kids play at the high school level, whether it's Summit kids or kids from other teams, the lack of tournament experience and the lack of self-confidence, I think, is what ruins a lot of these kids' games. It's not their swing. So it'll be fun to see them develop that way and just, like I said, almost bring a level of cockiness to their senior year. Like, I can do this and I know I can, and then going out and executing.
Now, the tournament the other day, that was the Overland Park?
Yeah, we played down in Overland Park last week, where we sent, there was four players at Overland Park, and we sent five kids the same day out to Sierra Rado and played out west. So we actually sent nine players out last week.
All right.
A little bit of a humbling experience coming off a win earlier in the week, which was good to see. We won at Woodland Park, and then we played some stronger teams down at Overland Park. And I think it put some things into perspective. And then yesterday we went out and played at Eagle Ranch, so a tough golf course, longer than they've been playing, a little bit of wind, but a strong field in terms of teams, and they hung in there. So, you know, for probably more than, I'd say, 12 or 13 holes, I kept looking at the leaderboard thinking, we got a chance. Like, we can win this thing. And then we had a couple of hiccups on a few holes with some players, and a couple of kids from Basalt finished with some birdies on the board, so they kind of snuck in front of us that way. But it was fun to watch. It was, and I was very, you know, you asked any of the boys yesterday, I was very hands-off yesterday. I was letting them play their own golf game, and it seemed to work. So hopefully we can carry that into the next 2 weeks, which are big for us before we start thinking about regional play.
Yeah, like you said, this season goes fast and furious. It's
absolutely, yeah.
It's over almost before it feels like it began. So yesterday you guys took third. Who was second and first?
Grand Junction finished first, and Basalt was in second.
All right, great. But as far as it goes, placements at tournaments, seems like you all are doing pretty well. Is this some of the best team finishes that you've seen, well, at least in the past 2 years since you've been coaching?
In the past 2 years, for sure. It sounds like there was some pretty strong kids before my time that I don't think they are any better than the kids now, but I feel like they were maybe a little bit deeper with one or two more strong players that have moved away. But generally speaking, yeah, I mean, I'm super happy with it. And, you know, my goal is every time we go to one of these tournaments is there's no reason to not be in the hunt and finish in the top five at least. You know, it's a little different when we go to these bigger tournaments. I'm super excited to play the Air Force Academy at the end of this year. on the Eisenhower course, which is no joke of a golf course. I think it'll definitely separate these boys from some others and really put that into perspective.
When's that one coming up?
That is September 16th, I believe, on that Monday.
All right.
Yeah. And that'll be our final tournament before regionals, which is not until the first. So we have kind of a 2-week break between the end of our season and our regional and state competition.